Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are things that you know from your childhood, and then you just always think that that's the way it goes. But Kitty, for some reason, you went into a rabbit hole yesterday.
My mind got blown a little bit because, you know, there's all the talk about the green comet that supposedly streaked through the sky last night. Did you see the green comet?
Nope.
So I posted a picture of Comet Cleanser and said, look, it's a rare green comet sighting. That's hilarious, right? And then
award-winning Kitty.
Yeah. And then Jage Nichols, who's a local musician, wrote, comet makes you vomit, makes your teeth turn green. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I said, it's been a long time since I heard that version of the comet jingle. Awesome.
So I'm not that familiar with it. Here it
is,
though.
Ladies and gentlemen, the comet song.
Comet, it makes your mouth turn green. Comet, it tastes like gasoline. Comet, it makes you vomit.
Okay. So
buy some Comet and vomit today.
So this is something you remember from your childhood.
Yeah,
I'm not really remembering that.
So okay. Then I was talking about it to Mike, and he had no idea what I was talking about, just like you. And I was like, oh, well, I'll find the... It was a commercial. It was like a takeoff on a comet commercial. And he's like, mm-hmm. I don't know that. And then he's like, but I have a feeling I'm going to hear it because I'm searching on YouTube to find it.
Yeah.
Turns out it was never a real comet commercial. It was always just a stupid song kids sing. For some random reason that kids must have taught each other, because it's not like you learned that song in music class in fourth grade.
Maybe it was, in yours.
It was just like a playground obnoxious song that kids would sing.
So but it didn't. It was based on nothing?
It was based, as far as I can tell, it was based on nothing. It said, the melody is the Colonel Bogey March.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I'm sure, like, maybe marching, maybe kind of, but maybe it is. I don't know.
So that was never really a song.
Yeah, it is Bridge on the River Kwai. You're right. It was never a song about, it was never used for Comet Cleanser.
So now the question becomes, did the geniuses in the marketing department for Comet infiltrate playgrounds all across the country?
But they didn't want people to, they didn't want them to drink it. Or was it like the Poison Control Center?
Maybe.
Made up a song to make you not sprinkle Comet disinfectant cleanser on your Wheaties in the morning.
It is. That is weird, because I feel like most of the stuff that you sing are parodies of
things like,
that
you know,
exist.
There's like, you know, on top of Old Smokey, you know,
I
shot my poor teacher with a pink rubber band or whatever.
Right, a classic. So, so where did it come
from?
I don't
know.
Who was the first kid who was like, you know what, I need to salute Comet. And let's see, what can we use?
And I was talking to my best friend Gail about this yesterday. She lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And I just had to, I was like, do you know it was never a commercial? She said, well, I don't ever really remember it being a commercial, but I do remember the song.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So Kate. I'm wondering if anybody else remembers the song, first of all, and if you thought it was from a real commercial.
608-588-1055. And whoever really invented it, you're probably like 90 something years old now. Call us and tell us why you did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Comet song.
1055 Triple M, and why you listen to us as opposed to NPR. We've got all the intellectual stuff going on here.
Comet, it makes your mouth turn green. Comet, it tastes like gasoline.
Kitty was, for some reason, remembering that comet song.
Because of the green comet streaking through the sky.
And then discovered that it wasn't really based on a real commercial, and mind is blown over here.
I can't believe it.
A little freaked out. Because
I thought I remembered the actual words of the
real commercial.
Of the real one. It makes your household clean, I thought it said, instead of tastes like gasoline.
So I didn't really remember this or remember this particular song, but Don Orlando says we've got somebody on the M line.
Morning, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Vonda.
Vonda, do you know that comet song?
Heck yeah. That is a gift to you from Wisconsin. Absolutely.
Although it's interesting because Kitty found a Wikipedia page about it as well.
And it doesn't mention any like area that it was most popular in.
Where did you grow up, Vonda?
In Wisconsin, unlike you, Mr. Dawson.
Okay, why is this turning into a border war now? we need to find someone from Illinois who knows that song as well. All right, so you remember it, though.
Oh, yeah, I used to sing it all the time on the playground.
Why? Okay.
Why not?
Thanks, Vonda. All right, how did it turn into turning into this?
The Bears still suck.
And I have a bone to pick with you about tolls.
Oh, my God. 608-588-1055. Do you remember that comet commercial? I don't think it's just a Wisconsin.
The comet song? I don't know.
All right, now the phones are lighting up about this whole comet makes you vomit song. And whether it's just a Wisconsin thing or not, let's go back to the phones.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Good morning, guys. It's Karen.
Hey, Karen. All right. We've got some Illinois representation now.
Yes, we do, and I do remember it.
Okay. So everybody back off yelling that it's a Wisconsin thing. So did you... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you sing it at school? What was the... It was just a thing?
I think it was just a school thing, you know, in the playground, yelling it at boys. That kind of stuff.
I mean, if that doesn't bring the boys a running, I don't know what will.
No, it impresses. Yeah, it impresses them,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. All right, thanks, right. Karen.
No, wait. I think that the green comet, the connection, hysterical. Good job, Kitty.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Have a good one, guys. See ya. Bye.
But all the news agencies are connecting green comet, the first green comet in 50 million years or whatever, to Comet Cleanser.
I think I saw it on the NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt last night. He was singing the comet song. But we still haven't figured out who created that song so many years ago. What kid came up with it
go viral without Facebook?
Yeah.
Or TikTok?
Don Orlando says we might have the answer here. What line? Line 6? Okay.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Hello? Is this the radio folks?
Are you the creator of the comet song?
This is Captain Comet, I'll have you know.
Wow, Captain Comet. Why did you write that song so many years ago?
Well, it was a very patriotic time. The Russians were trying to kill us all.
Uh-huh.
And... So the director's kid started singing the song all funny-like and adding stupid words. So they put the kibosh on. That's why you can't find it on the internet.
I see. Well, we'd like to thank you. Yes?
They owe me royalties, $38.17.
All right, we'll get the check right out to you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, asked and answered, huh?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.